Okay, good evening, everyone. Okay, well, I'd like to discuss tonight something which is continuing in the same theme and same general headings, and that is the playing with Lego on Shabbos, Lego or other similar types of toys. The question is whether or not playing with Lego is a violation of Bona, of the Melach of building, in that when Lego pieces are designed to fit together and fairly tightly, so that they, when the child or whoever's using it makes something, it maintains its shape, doesn't come apart so easily or readily. So on the surface, we have here a Shiloh of Bona, of building. And now, the question is, however, that perhaps there is no prohibition of using Lego, because by its very nature, Lego is designed, for the most part at least, to be connected and then dismantled, taken apart. Leaving aside, let's say, the new sets that they have in the more recent years, where it's they're made just to create one particular item, where maybe arguably a person would just make that and leave it there. But let's leave that for a minute. Let's just talk about the plain old Lego pieces, which are could make anything, and the general intention is that the child plays with it and he builds something, he makes something, and then he takes it apart and builds something else. So there is a concept in the halachas of bonet, or binyan bekelim, which is really what we're talking about, bonet within the realm of, within the in kelim, in utensils, rather than building actual buildings. There is a concept that if something is used that in such a manner that it's constantly assembled and dismantled, it's not usher. For example, the poskim talk about the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the early poskim on the Shulchan Aruch talk about how is one allowed to close a jar on Shabbos, is it a pickle jar or a bottle? And I'm not talking about taking off a bottle cap for the first time that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, but I'm talking about, let's say, once a bottle cap has already been broken and it's fully usable now as a cap. Well, why is it permissible to screw it onto the bottle on Shabbos? Why aren't you building? You've completed the bottle, and by taking it off, you're breaking. You're the opposite of bonus. Soser is breaking apart. So why isn't that a problem? And or why isn't cut, as I said, a pickle jar or a jar of jam or anything of the sort? When you screw the cap on, and it screws on very tightly, and you've sort of completed the item. Now you have a complete jar. When you take it off, it's incomplete. So the post can say, no, that's not the way to look at it, because a jar with a cover is designed that the cover should go on and off, because you don't, it's really not accurate to say that when you put the cover on, you've completed the jar and it's finished. That's the way it should be. I mean, you take it off, you've disassembled it. It's not true. A jar is designed to hold the food in it when you're not using it, and it's designed to allow you to access the food when you want to, and maybe to put more food in the jar. So if you bought a jar with, and the cover can't come off, or when if you screw the cover back on, it's stuck there, then it's defective, and then it's not worth much. It's not really, all the food that's in it is going to be wasted, and you won't be able to use it for other food. That's not what a jar is. It's not the function of a jar. The function of a jar is that the cap should go on and off, on and off, and therefore it's mutter. The poskim say that, the poskim speak this out. It's mutter to do that. It's mutter to take the cover on and off. So that's the question of how broadly do we apply that heter. So I'll tell you what, maybe before we get to the Lego, maybe we'll even the Lego will have to wait till tomorrow. But that's because I really should have started at an earlier point, which I've which I've done now. But I want to dwell on that a little bit more before applying it to some other things. There's a there's a famous discussion in the Sefer Chazon Ish, right? The Chazon Ish was a very famous Torah giant of the lived within the last 70, 80 years. He was Nifter in the 50s. And the Chazon Ish in his Sefer on Or HaChaim and by Hilchos Shabbos, he discusses and he suggests that using electricity on Shabbos is an Isser of Boneh. Because when you turn on, you flip a switch and you allow the electric current to flow into the wires, it now sort of like builds the whatever it is, the item. You're supplying the necessary component that gives life to these. You have these dead wires or this dead utensil. It's totally useless and non-operable, non-functional the way it is until you plug it in or turn the switch on. Then by allowing the electric flow into it, you've now created and built it. Now it functions. Now it works. Now you've created by completing a circuit, you've now created a live utensil or a light or whatever it is. So he tied it that should be considered building. It should be an Isser Doraisa. Using electricity should be Isser Doraisa on Shabbos, even if it's not a light, which is a malacha of kindling. Even if it's just an electric fan, you plug in an electric fan or turn on an electric fan or anything else with an electric motor, even if it's no lights, and it still should be an Isser Doraisa of Boneh, and turning it off should be Sosa. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach challenged the Chazon Ish on this, and he asked him, he said, even if we'd agree to the basic premise that this is a Boneh type of action, but why should it be worse than the jar cover? When you turn on electricity, the intention is not to turn it on and leave it on forever. You turn it on and use it as long as you need it, and then you turn it off. And it's constantly going on and off, and it's meant to do that. Electricity is designed, or electrical appliances are designed in such a way that they can be turned on and turned off. So amongst other questions, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach asked the Chazon Ish that, or he posited to the Chazon Ish that electricity can't be usher as Boneh because it should not be any worse than the jar, which you put the cover on and take the cover off, and you and therefore it should be mutter to do it. Could be we now as I'm saying this, maybe we discussed this a little bit back when we talked about opening packages. But in any case, I don't think we discussed it fully. If we did, I apologize. But let's continue. So the Chazon Ish answered that no, the two things are not comparable, because he said that with the jar, yes, that is the shimush, that is the use of the jar, is that the cover should be able to go on and off. If the cover would only go on and can't come off, it would be a broken utensil. It would be not dysfunctional. The electricity, there's no need from the perspective of using either item, the electric fan or whatever it is, there's no need for the electricity to be able to go off. The fact that we turn off electricity is for outside cheshbonos, because you have to pay for it. You don't want to waste electricity because it costs money. Or it could cause other problems. If it's on for too long, it could eventually burn out, whatever it is. But this is, those are side considerations. It's not part of the functioning of the fan that should be able to turn off. The fan needs to be able to turn on to work, or the whatever other electrical utensil, or even the light, leaving aside again the kindling factor, just from a Boneh perspective, the Chazon Ish said the light needs to be able to be turned on to get the electric current and be on and functional, and that's it. It doesn't need to go off inherently. The use of a light is not to be able to turn it off. You want to turn it off because sometimes you simply don't want it anymore. But it's not, you want to save money, but it's not the part of the functioning of the light. Whereas the jar, it's not just, well, I don't want the cover on anymore. You know, I need to be able to take the cover off to use the jar. I can't use a jar if the cover is on forever, if the cover doesn't come off. And if it doesn't go back on either, it's not worth very much. So the Chazon Ish drew that distinction. And he said the only time there's a heter of things going on and off, or building and dismantling, the only time that makes it mutter is when that's the way the item is used. That is essential and basic to the usage of the item. So whereas Rav Shlomo Zalman understood it differently. he understood that it doesn't make a difference why it goes on and off. If that's the design of the item, for whatever reason, not necessarily because that's the usage of the item, but it's designed to go on and off, then it's mutter to, you know, assemble it and take it apart. And so based on that, there is a lot of different cases which are maybe subject, you know, to this machlokas, to these two ways of understanding between Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish. I'll just give you one quick example, and then we'll hopefully come back to the Lego tomorrow. Again, I apologize if we discussed this already, but a stroller which has a seat that's removable, the way they made in, you know, in recent times, that has a seat like a car seat that could be snapped into the stroller base, into the bottom part of the stroller, and then it could be removed so you could use it for whatever else you want. Use it in the car, use it as a just as a baby seat in the house or whatever. So Shmuel Kamenetsky in his Sefer and others, following the lumdus, following the understanding of the Chazon Ish, say that it's usher to assemble that on Shabbos or disassemble, because the stroller is meant to have this seat. From the perspective of the stroller, it's only needs to have the seat attached to it. When the seat, when you take off the seat, because you might want to use the seat for something else, but the stroller base is not functional without that. Oh, so maybe you have a different piece you want to now attach, so then you're making another keli. But it's not part of the function of the stroller base to put the seat out, in and out, on and off. Yes, that's the design. They did design it that way, but they designed it that way so that you could use the seat for other purposes. Or maybe then you could use the stroller to turn it, instead of being a stroller of this type, it could be something else. But once the seat is attached, the keli, the stroller's keli, it's complete now. It's finished. And the fact that you want to dismantle it sometimes is, again, he looks at it that like for outside cheshbonos, like the Chazon Ish's electricity. And he says, therefore, that it's also to do that on Shabbos. Now, there are others disagree. And basically going along, I think, you know, I'm oversimplifying it, but partially oversimplifying is because that's the best that I could understand it. It's the machlokas is a lot deeper. And a lot more, involved or intricate. But the simple way of understanding is the way I did. So those who look at it from is the way I said it. So those who look at it from Shlomo Zalman's perspective say it's okay. It's okay to click the seat in and out of the stroller because as long as it's designed to do that, that is the function of this keli. You attach it and detach it at will. And they specifically designed it that way, therefore there's nothing wrong with doing that. So big machlokes poskim, and yeah, if a person can avoid it, it's certainly tavla of brachas, or it's a recommended thing to avoid it. But there are, you know, gedolei poskim who say it's not a problem, as we explained. Okay, with this background, Belina, there, at least my plan is to discuss Lego tomorrow. I know tomorrow is a fast day, but at least for my schedule, it shouldn't make a difference. I hope to be able to give this year the regular time for anybody who's able to join. Have a good night, everyone. And
thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night, Robert.
Good night. Bye-bye.